نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد all praises due to Allah سبحانه وتعالى peace and salutations be upon Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل لن يصيبنا إلا ما كتب الله لنا هو مولانا وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون Respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each and every favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And we praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who through His absolute kindness and mercy has blessed us once again to witness another beautiful and auspicious day of Jumu'ah. We remind ourselves of the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said regarding this blessed day, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ The best day in which the sun can rise is this blessed day of Jumu'ah. And we are in the 11th month of the year 1441. Dhul-Qa'dah has dawned upon us. Before we know it, it's going to be the last month of the year 1441. And inshallah, we hope and pray by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that perhaps we get to see another year in our life, and that will be the year 1442. And I'm sure everybody would be wishing and hoping that that year is far better than what we currently experiencing right now. But we all know that whatever happens, happens by the permission and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our topic for today, staying positive after testing positive. We know what is the situation right now. We know the fear that has gripped thousands or if not millions of people across the globe. We know of how stressed people are and how challenging life has become in a matter of just a few weeks or a few months. Everything that we were warned before of previously, we literally seen unfolding so rapidly before our eyes. Every day cases are mounting. Every day people are leaving this world. Hospitals are getting full. There's panic, there's chaos, and there's stress, and there's fear, and there's worry that has gripped so many people. Those that have already gone through this painful process, they know what they're going through. Those that are currently experiencing difficulty and hardship dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, they know what challenges they are facing right now. So today's topic is staying positive after testing positive. Because as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each and every one of us are extremely fortunate because we have guidance for every single aspect of our life. Now let's start quickly. I want to run through, inshallah, in the course of today's talk, 4 points that we're going to look at. Number one, the frame of mind when symptoms start to develop in a person. Now we know we've never read so much, I think, about anything in our entire life as we have read about the coronavirus. Nobody can say that they're not as clued up as they possibly could be with regards to precautions, symptoms. Everybody's almost like a doctor themselves. In fact, panic will start the moment we start sniffing, or the moment your throat is a little sore, your body is paining, or you think you're losing taste, or there's a little bit of a fever and a temperature. Everyone knows the basic symptoms. So let's look at what is our frame of mind when symptoms start to develop in a person, and we're talking about now when many symptoms are starting and now you're worried, do I have the coronavirus or not? Should I get tested or not? What is happening? Sometimes there's a state of denial that we go through. We think, no, can't be. I did everything that I could to prevent me contracting the virus, so it cannot be. That's one frame of mind that we might experience, that of denial. Then you have that fear. What if I do have it? Did I fall short in me trying to take precautions? What is happening? These are the questions that go through our minds. Now the verse that I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles each and every one of us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces to you, قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. What is the frame of mind of a believer? Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they should announce and say, لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Only that which Allah has ordained will afflict us. Nothing more, nothing less. That means whatever Allah has already decided, that is the only thing that is going to happen. So I could have taken every precaution in the book, and yet I could still possibly contract this virus. So the only thing that's going to happen to me is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to happen to me. Nothing more, nothing less. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in the Quran. And then Allah says, Huwa Mawlana. That's the most, perhaps the most consoling part of the verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is your protector. Do you know what's the meaning of the word Mawlana? It comes from Wali. Wali is a protecting friend, somebody that's never, a being that's never going to let any difficulty or harm come upon you in a negative light. That is a wali. It's a protector. Huwa Mawlana. Allah is your protector. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He's saying in the Quran. So it's not that you fell short in any way. It's not that you never did what you're supposed to do. It's that Allah, it's because Allah decided what is going to happen and when it's going to happen. So all these thoughts that go through our mind, they actually become irrelevant. That's what we're trying to highlight today. Don't think about what you're not supposed to be thinking about. We mess ourselves up in terms of our frame of mind, but keep thinking about what if this, what if that, what happened here, where did I go wrong, what is happening? No, don't think beyond what you need to think about, because now you're going through a challenge. These symptoms are developing. You don't know what's going to be the outcome. Now is the time for you to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's number one. The frame of mind when symptoms first develop in a person, it's sometimes denial, it's sometimes fear, it's worry, you're questioning yourself and you're beating yourself up for absolutely nothing. Remember, read this verse, understand this verse. قُلْ لَيُسِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا. Allah is the one that's going to protect you. That's number one. Number two, what happens now? The symptoms have developed. They have rapidly gone worse and worse and worse, and now you're forced to go forward now and take the next step and go for a test. Now you test positive for COVID-19. Is that a death sentence? Is that a bad thing? Is that a curse? What is it? What happens? Now you tested positive. I read a post the other day of one of our dear brothers here in South Africa, and I was absolutely amazed at the manner in which he put it forward. He announced, "I've developed symptoms over a number of days. Eventually, I went to go and get tested, and I have now joined over 150,000 South Africans and over 10 million people of being tested positive for COVID-19. This is what I'm currently experiencing. I request your prayer and your du'as, and Allah has assured us that with every difficulty comes ease. After every difficulty comes ease. That is what Allah has promised us in the Quran. Can you imagine? And you get others that are full of panic, full of fear. And that is justified. Who wouldn't be scared? Who's not fearful? Who's not worried? But again, we have guidance for that. We are believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I have been tested positive, the other day one of my dear friends sent me a message and he said, "Molana, I've been tested positive. I'm requesting your dua." So I tried to share some words of support with him, and I said, "Brother, you're always in our duas and prayers, and I would ask you to stay positive." Then I realized you've got to be so careful with the words that you say. What is meant by stay positive? I meant stay positive in your frame of mind. Be optimistic about the absolute power and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we need to do. Do not cave in. I've spoken to other brothers that are dear to my heart and close to me, and sometimes it's as if literally you can hear the fear in their voice. And it is something to fear. It is a big worry. It is so concerned when you're battling to breathe, when you're sitting in hospital and you have to be put on oxygen. It's not an easy thing to go through, but don't ever cave in. And again, don't think, what's going to happen? Am I going to die? What's going to happen after I die? Remember, when you go through these sort of challenges, ask any person who goes through these challenges, they will tell you that the moment that happens, so many things that were so relevant in your life, perhaps just a few minutes before that or a few days before that, suddenly become so irrelevant. Now we worry. Now we're thinking, what's going to happen if I die? What's going to happen to the people that I'm going to leave behind? What is going to happen? How am I going to die? Am I going to suffer? We start thinking so much. But my dear brothers and sisters, have we ever pondered about this? One of the challenges that we face is we're so busy living in this world, every one of us have forgotten that we are actually dying. Do you know that? Every day that you live in this world, you are actually dying. You're getting closer to the day that you're going to leave this world. A poet said, "What is your life? Your life is nothing but a counted or stipulated number of breaths that Allah has already decided how many it's going to be. Every time you breathe in and you breathe out, your lifespan is getting shorter and shorter. So we all, every one of us, myself included, we're so busy living, we all forgot that every day we are dying. We're getting closer to the day that we're going to leave this world. Nobody knows how much of time they're going to have left. So now that you've been tested positive for COVID-19, that's not your death sentence, because every day of your life, you're getting closer to the end of your life. Whether you were positive or whether you were negative, whether there was COVID-19 or no COVID-19, people are leaving the world every single day. So don't cave in. Don't think about now what's going to happen. What's going to be the outcome? Am I going to die? Stop thinking about things that you don't need to think about. Don't go ahead of yourself, because you need to have a positive frame of mind. How often our doctors and psychologists, everyone speaks about the frame of mind of a person. You need to be positive, because this is a very difficult time. And if you're going to cave in mentally, that perhaps is going to hamper your progress towards cure. How many people have already beaten the virus? 10 million people. So many have already been cured. You can walk out of it with a breeze. Everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't become so fearful, and don't start thinking about what's going to happen to me after I die, how I'm going to die. No, don't think so far. What you need to do now is you need to focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now we come to point number 3. The beauty of what you cannot see. I've been tested positive for COVID-19. Not me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect each and every one of us. But nobody knows what is going to happen. Many people, after I sent out the poster, some people ask me, Mulana, are you okay? I said, no. This is just a message that I feel we need to send out to as many people as possible. The beauty of what you cannot see. That is the thing that has been playing in my mind over the last few days. And I said, I have to share this message with everyone. Do you know what good is coming out of this great challenge and this great difficulty that has come upon you? If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that even the pricking of a thorn, you getting poked by a thorn, that level of discomfort or difficulty that you suffer in the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that a means of your forgiveness, and Allah grants you a reward. Now, a thorn prick is far lighter than the piercing of a needle through your skin. But the lightest discomfort that you can experience in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you a reward for that. Now, if that's for a thorn prick, can you imagine when you're battling to breathe, when your body is burning with fever, when your body is aching, when you've lost your sense of taste and smell, when you're feeling literally miserable, when you're out of your frame of mind, when you're dizzy, when you're sitting in hospital, when you're battling, can you imagine how much of reward you're getting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every single second that you go through? And to all those people who have contracted this virus and have already been cured, or those that are currently experiencing this difficulty right now, this is a message I want to share with you. Do you know that by you being tested positive with COVID-19 and then you get cured, however long that process takes from the time your symptoms start to develop till the time that you are now clear of the virus, that period alone, the amount of reward that you get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perhaps is far, far more greater in weight than all the good that you could have ever done through your entire life. Did you hear that? All the good that you could have done throughout your entire life sometimes cannot come close to the difficulties and hardship, or the reward that you get through the difficulties and hardship that you suffer for this short period of time. So if a person is 60 years old or 65 years old, how many good deeds you've done in those 65 years? Do you know that perhaps, let's say, a time frame or time span of maybe 3 weeks or 1 month of you being tested positive with COVID-19, and you go through the whole thing and then you come out of it clean, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all those that are suffering cure, that 3 weeks or that 1 month could have earned you more good deeds than your 65 years of you worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the beauty of what you cannot see. Every breath that's difficult for you to suddenly take, can you imagine how much reward you get in? And not only that, I said to one of my dear brothers the other day that are going through this challenge right now, I said, every time you find it difficult to breathe, that's the time you need to talk to Allah and say, oh Allah, how can I ever thank you for all the breaths I took with ease in my life? Right now I'm breathing, I'm talking to you, you're all viewing this and we're breathing. And we normal Do you know how much you have to be grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imagine if you were battling to breathe from the day you came into this world and you had to live for 65 years in that condition or 70 years in that condition. How miserable your life would have been. Allah has been kind to each and every one of us, and He will always shower us with His mercy. We need to move towards that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another aspect with regards to the beauty, that which you cannot see. We know many people have already lost their lives through this disease, through this virus, and perhaps many people will also lose their life as a result of that. That is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you tested positive for COVID-19, do you know that perhaps you also been given a heads up of what is inevitable? As I said earlier, we're so busy living, we all forgot that every day we actually dying. Here you're getting pre-warned that, listen, there could be not the best end that you would possibly want. You could end up leaving the world through this virus. If that is the case, I'll give you a simple example. If somebody phones me now and says, listen, you're getting 10 guests that are coming to visit your home this evening. And now it's the afternoon. It's still midday. And I'm being told beforehand that I'm getting a number of guests coming to me this evening. That gives me time. Now I can go. I can prepare a splendid meal. I can be ready to receive the guests that are coming. But right now, if I'm talking to you, somebody knocks at my door and they suddenly pitch up. I'm taken by surprise. I'm taken by shock. Okay, I need to get things ready. What do they want? They just came all of a sudden. It puts me under pressure and it puts me under stress. As I said, we're all so busy living, we're forgetting that every day that we dine. And many people leave the world suddenly. The form of death, in which way it will come to us, is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But people suddenly leave this world. Allah protect each and every one of us. But sometimes there's a tragic accident that takes place. There's a terrible incident that takes place. Somebody gets stabbed. Somebody gets shot. There's no pre-warning. It happened out of the blue. Somebody gets a massive heart attack. In 1 minute, they're gone. They left the world. There was no pre-warning. There was no heads up that, listen, this could be the end result. This is what could possibly happen. You've been tested for COVID-19. Allah perhaps has given you a heads up. Listen, you could possibly leave the world through this. What an opportunity Allah has given you to now turn to Him in repentance. Do you know how lucky you are? So many people suddenly just leave the world. We don't know in what condition they left the world. There was no pre-warning. Perhaps you could have been unmindful. You don't know what was your frame of mind. Now suddenly you're so emotional. You're turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're begging Him for cure. You're begging Him for His repentance. It's a time for reflection. It's a time for repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through that whole process, all the way, you even get in rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If that has to inevitably be your end, you don't know how fortunate you are in terms of what honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, that you had a chance to turn back to Him in a time frame of however long it takes for you to go and get closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for all your sins to be totally removed. So this is the beauty of what we cannot see with regards to COVID-19. It's a reality that we have to speak about. I'm not in any way being insensitive. We know it's a very, very serious thing. But this is what we have to tell you. It's not all dull and gloom. People are looking at this so negatively. You're not negative as a believer. Remember, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many a time says, don't fear this, don't fear that. The only thing that we're supposed to fear is we're supposed to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We worry, we take all our precautions that we need to take, but we have our complete trust and faith upon our Creator, upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's number three, the beauty of what you cannot see. And number four, this is very, very important. You are not alone. Because what happens when you tested positive for COVID-19? Suddenly you have to go into self-isolation. It's depressing. I can't be with the people that I love. If I'm put into hospital, even worse, nobody can come near me. My family cannot visit me. Nobody can come close to me. I'm all alone. My brother, my sister, you are not alone. You were never alone. Allah is always with you and Allah will always be with you. The other day, one of our dear doctors also sent out a very touching message of caution to everyone to be careful, to protect themselves, to take all precautions. And he tried to highlight the seriousness of the situation. And he spoke about how when a person is all alone in hospital and people are leaving the world in that condition, nobody can come close to them. We know normally, ideally, we would love to have our near and dear loved ones around us, reminding us about the Shahada and being there with us in our final moments. You are not alone. all those brothers and sisters that have left the world so far, been isolated in hospital, and they met their end in that condition, they were not alone. Let me tell you who was with them. They were perhaps in the best possible company, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna al-abd al-mu'min idha kana fi inqita'in min ad-dunya wa iqbalin min al-akhirah." Every single believer, male and female, when they come into their final moments of their existence in this world, and they're getting ready to move towards the year after, you can be isolated in hospital and no one will be near you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending down, نَزَلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَائِكَةٌ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. Allah sends down angels from the heaven that come in the most beautiful form and the most beautiful of appearances. Their faces shining brighter than that of the sun. So all those brothers and sisters so far who went through the painful process of separating from your near and dear loved one, perhaps it was your mother, perhaps it was your father. You depressed, "My father passed away after being tested positive for COVID-19. My mother passed away, my brother, my sister, whoever it was, my relative, my family member." What you need to know, you need to know what I'm about to tell you. Angels come down in the best form of appearance. They come with a kafan from Jannah. We know we wrap them up with kafan in this world, with the cloth of this world. But they come down with the kafan from Jannah. They come down with fragrances from Jannah. And they sit at the head of this person. And they gently remove the soul of one that is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a believer, a slave of Allah. They gently extract that soul. Do you know how gently the Prophet ﷺ said, like how you would take a jug of water and when you tip it over to pour the water, so freely pours out of the top of the jug? That is how their soul is very gently extracted from their body, and it is placed in that kafan of Jannah, and that body and that mayyat is fragranced with fragrance from Jannah. Musk, not of the world, musk of Jannah. That is what happens. And they welcome that soul. They say, "Ayyatuha nafs, oh lovely soul, pure soul, we have come to take you. Ukhriji, come out ila maghfiratin min Allahi wa ridwan. Come to the forgiveness of Allah and His pleasure." You are not alone. You were never alone. Allah will always be with you. Even when you're in that isolation of 14 days in your home, you're not alone. Allah is with you. If you have to be isolated in a hospital, you are not alone. Allah is with you. And if you have to meet your final moments in this condition, remember, as a consolation to all the family members, they are not alone. This is what is happening. Those angels come down. What better company could you ask for? Can I be better company to you, or can an angel be better company for you? How much more precaution? Can you imagine how much more special that person is? Allah takes care of that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is all over that individual that goes through the difficulty and challenge of being tested positive for COVID-19. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed most definitely will shower that person with His mercy. So those angels come down, they place a kafan of Jannah upon that person. They fragrance them with the fragrance of Jannah. They welcome them to the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah. And that body is then taken, the soul is then taken to the heavens and presented to Allah. Allah declares His pleasure upon that soul, and then it comes back down to the earth. And then the normal funeral procession will take place with all the protocol that needs to take place. But remember, that's not only for those that go through the process of passing away in isolation. That is for every single person. But I wanted to bring that to your attention because you need to know they are not alone, and you are not alone, and none of us are alone. We have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to turn to, and we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is with us at all times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every one of us the understanding. May Allah bless all those that are suffering with the coronavirus, with COVID-19. May Allah grant them cure. May Allah grant them ease. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them and shower them with His mercy. And may Allah protect all those that don't have the virus. May Allah protect you from getting it. It's very difficult. It's a big challenge. But with those challenges comes great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you need to turn to Allah before you return to Allah. And you are fortunate. You know, they say that all people, every single person, returns to their Maker after they leave this world. Fortunate are those that go to their Maker before they leave this world. So all people return to Allah after they leave this world. Fortunate are those people that go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before they leave this world. So the current situation that we find ourselves in is an eye-opener for each and every one of us. We need to be serious, we need to focus, we need to know what is our aim and object of being in this world. Where are we headed towards? What are we supposed to do? Turn to Allah before you return to Allah. And stay positive if you have been tested positive. Let's go through those points again. Number one, the frame of mind of denial, of fear. I took all my precautions. How come I got sick? No. قُلْ لَنْ يُسِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Only that is going to happen to you, that which Allah has ordained to happen to you. Nothing more, nothing less. But do not forget, هُوَ مَوْلَانَا. Allah is your protector. He's definitely going to protect you. Number two, if you're positive, do not cave in. Trust upon Allah. He put it upon you. He will take you through it, inshallah. Allah is the one that's in charge and He's always been in charge. That's number two. Number three, the beauty of that which you cannot see. Through this one difficulty and challenge that comes upon you, you can earn more good deeds than you've ever done throughout your entire life. And number four, you are not alone. You were never alone. You will never be alone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the understanding.